Unit 19, 19.1, Exercise 3.
Good morning. Today on the programme I'm going to talk about one aspect of the supernatural, ghosts. Now, ghosts have always been with us and are as much of a mystery now as they were in the 1st century AD when Athenodorus, a hard-up philosopher, rented a house in Athens which was cheap because of its eerie reputation and noisy neighbours. Sitting, working late at night, Athenodorus heard the rattling of chains and, suddenly, the horrifying figure of an old man appeared before him. It beckoned to him and, although Athenodorus tried to ignore it and get on with his work, it refused to let him. So Athenodorus followed the ghost into the garden, where it pointed to a spot on the ground and disappeared. Next day, a hole was dug at the place indicated by the ghost and a human skeleton was discovered. After the remains were given a proper burial and the house purified, the haunting ceased. This was clearly a ghost with a purpose. But usually the reason for haunting is not clear. There have been a few modern cases where ghosts seem to have a message, such as a crisis apparition of a person seen by close friends and relatives at the time of his or her death, an event unknown to them until confirmation came later. However, in many ghost sightings, there seems to be no purpose, and the ghost's identity remains unknown. Some people are sceptical and do not believe in the existence of ghosts. It is indeed likely that some witnesses who claim to have seen ghosts out of doors have, in fact, mistaken a patch of mist for a human figure, especially if they have been alone and the place was eerie. Other people may have vivid imaginations and see externally something that is really only in their mind. One of the most vivid apparitions on record was that seen in 1953 by 18-year-old Harry Martindale. Now a retired gardener, but a plumber at the time of the sighting, Martindale was working in the treasurer's house in York. One day he was at work in the cellar when, to his astonishment and fright, he saw a Roman soldier step out of the wall. He instantly dropped his tools. What he did not know at the time was that he had put his ladder on the course of an old Roman road. He later described in detail what he had witnessed.
I heard a sound. The only way I can describe it is the sound of a musical note. At the same time, a figure came out of the wall, and the head of the figure was in line with my waist, and it had on a shining helmet. I was terrified. I got out of the way and scrambled into the corner, and from there I got a bird's-eye view of what it was. It was the head of a Roman soldier. He crossed the room and disappeared into a pillar. Then another soldier, on horseback, came by, followed by soldiers walking in pairs, side by side. You couldn't see through them. They were all about 1.5 metres, in want of a shave. Nothing smart about them. They all had the same helmets on, with the plume coming out of the back down the neck. They all carried a short sword on the right-hand side. I used to think that Roman soldiers carried a long sword, but this was similar to a dagger, and they went as quick as they came. When they were in the centre of the cellar, I could hear a murmuring. No speech, just a murmuring.
When the museum curator found the terrified Harry collapsed at the top of the cellar steps, he immediately knew what had happened, because he had seen the soldiers himself 7 years before. And he knew Harry didn't know that the soldiers' legs were missing because they were walking on the course of the old Roman road, which was beneath the cellar floor.